listener donations, and from global natural foods, importers and distributors of healthful ingredients to the food and beverage industries. So if you've been enjoying this live New Orleans Jazz Festival, you can tune in again tomorrow. We'll be also carrying a live broadcast and preempting our regularly scheduled programs tomorrow Sunday from noon until 3, so check it out again. And then next weekend, we're going to be continuing more of this live coverage out of New Orleans. Okay, it's about, it's exactly straight up 3 o'clock and 38 seconds. It's currently 62 degrees outside. What a beautiful afternoon. We do have a forecast for some isolated showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the lower 60s. And tonight, a few more clouds and maybe some isolated rain showers and storms this evening. Rain showers after midnight. Tonight, it's going down to the mid-30s. A chance of rain tonight at 40%. Tomorrow, we've got another sunny day, highs in the mid-50s, a few clouds tomorrow night going back down to the mid-30s, more sun on Monday, a little hotter in the lower 60s, and a chance of rain again on Monday night with lows again in the upper 30s. Some more clouds and a 50% chance of rain showers on Tuesday, and some showers likely Tuesday night. All right. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to two of my favorite releases from the past 6 months, the cream of the crop. We'll be hearing the latest music from Eric Burdon and also David Crosby's new album.
The river is rising, carry me away to another world. Upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Oh Lord, please don't put a cross upon my door. And the river,
the river is rising. The river is rising.
River. Popped his head, opened his eyes. Is that my baby grand beginning to rise? Carry me away to another world. Every day around 4 o'clock, King Antoine enjoyed his nap. The TV would waken him, but today the TV was dead.
The river is rising.
The river is rising. rise to the roof and to the night sky. The king thought, Lord, is this the time I'm gonna die? The river is rising. He was nailed to the piano like a yellow page from a telephone book. The river is rising. Is today, it'll be tomorrow. So let the path of least resistance carry you away.
That's from his latest album released in 2013, Till Your River Runs Dry. Eric Burdon gave an interview with Rolling Stone about this album, and here's what he has to say about this specific song, The River Is Rising. Here's a quote from Eric Burdon. This song was inspired by the story of Fats Domino during Katrina. They were saying that he was missing. Then he rose up from the flood. It was such a great relief to see that he was still alive. The guy that I had hero worshipped all my life. The sound of New Orleans. I was singing the chorus of this song before thousands of people in Europe, and everybody started singing the refrain along with me. I realized that the rivers are rising all over the world. It's a global phenomenon. That's why everybody was singing with me. They all thought I was singing about their own territory. Then, returning to the U.S., I was pleased to record this song in New Orleans at John Cleary's studio with some of Fats Domino's band members. We did it in two takes. One rehearsal, one take. To me, it's the greatest piece of music I've been involved with since the musicians of New Orleans understood where I was going with this song. Yeah, Eric Burdon. I thought this was a great segue because, you know, we've been listening to the New Orleans Jazz Festival live all day. And Eric Burdon he's a British musician, but he's been so influenced by American blues and jazz. Eric Burdon. This album is pretty astounding. It's interesting because I don't know about you, but I've been really getting into the late night with Jimmy Fallon. And Eric Burdon actually made an appearance. Jimmy Fallon's doing The Tonight Show, but Eric Burdon made a TV appearance where he performed from this album, Till Your River Runs Dry. Eric Burdon. Okay, he was born in 1941 in Walker, Newcastle-upon-Tyne in England. And he is really well known as one of the founding members of the British band The Animals, which he joined in 1962. You know, when the British invasion came, The Animals were part of that. The Stones, the Dave Clark Five has been getting a lot of attention lately, and The Animals, always part of that. And when he was with The Animals, he recorded so many songs. As the lead singer, his voice is so identifiable. So let's see, let's do a little math here. When he recorded the song you just heard, he's 72 years old, okay? And his voice is incredible. His voice is still powerful, still deep, still clear, still vibrant. In fact, Rolling Stone has ranked Eric Burdon as number 57 in the list of the 100 greatest singers of all time. And the thing that's fascinating for me is, as a young man, back when he was with The Animals, and he recorded then, "We're about to hear, we got to get out of this place," the voice is kind of unchanged. If anything, it's gotten a little bit more character, but the power and the delivery, he's had a lifelong career as a musician, and it's just astounding to hear his early work and then his most recent work. So let's do that. That's the whole concept behind Now and Then. You know, I want to look at the arc of the creative process and the career of a musician like Eric Burdon, who has contributed so much to the culture and to the history of rock and roll. So let's, like I said, let's listen to Eric Burdon with The Animals. We got to get out of this place. Here we go.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time. My daddy in bed is dying. See his hair turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. I know. As he's been working, yeah. Every day, slaving his life away. He's been working, baby. He's been a young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will. See my daddy in bed at night. See his hair been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. Yes, I know.
We gotta get. for me and you.
Eric Burdon and the Animals. We got to get out of this place. 1966. I mean, he was so well known for the music that he sang with the Animals. But you know what? He's still performing it. In July of 2013, Eric Burdon appeared at the Cardiff Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, Wales, with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. And guess what they performed? They performed We Gotta Get Out of This Place. And you can really hear the blues influence on this early music. And to me, it has kind of a timeless feel, except for the sound of the electric guitars. When I hear this recording, those instruments date it, and it was released in 1966. So Eric Burdon was one of the founding members of the Animals. He left England and moved out to California. He left the band, and in 1969, he was in San Francisco, and he hooks up with a funk band called War. And he does some incredible work with them for a couple of years. But then in 1971, he begins a solo career. And he's pretty much stayed with a solo career until his latest release. On the new album, Till Your River Runs Dry, he co-writes, he gets songwriting credits for every song on this most recent album that Eric Burdon does. We're going to listen to two songs from his newest release. The next one we're going to be hearing is called The Devil in Jesus. And one of the reasons I wanted to play this track is not just because of the cool groove. It's got a fabulous hook in the guitar. But I wanted to show him with his voice, because he does some really incredible singing on this. Not in the sense of having a real powerful, ballsy delivery, but he shows his low voice and his high voice right away. The Devil and Jesus. So we're going to be listening to The Devil and Jesus. And then after that, we're going to hear a very romantic ballad. And the song is called Wait. And I'd like to just read another quote from Eric Burdon. This is from that Rolling Stone interview that was published. He talks about this love song, and he says that he wrote it for his wife. And here's the quote about the song from Eric Burdon. Quote, "This song is for everyone out there who is alone and thinks they'll never find the perfect match. I'm here to tell you that it can happen to you as it happened to me. It's like learning meditation. In this crazy world, everything moves so fast. Stop and wait. Wait for your soul to catch up to you, and love will find you." Eric Burdon.
Devil in Jesus. The devil in Jesus. The devil and Jesus control my soul. They fight with each other, but I pay the toll. For years they've been fighting for a piece of my mind. Which one will win and leave the other behind? The devil in Jesus. The devil in
green. Each one in my heart has planted a seed. But I ain't no different from any of you. I look at myself and I see them there too. The devil in Jesus. The devil in Jesus. Be careful, my friend, which side you feel. Monster inside soon will be revealed. It's not true. Either the devil or Jesus will tell you what to do. The devil or Jesus that you keep confined. There's always a danger of losing your mind. The devil and
the heart that beats for you. Wait, even though your heart is filled with sorrow, don't give up the faith. Once again, we can be together. Don't forget the time we shared. So be there to represent my name when friends hold their glasses to the flame. Hold the memory of your eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Wait, I will never give up. tonight will bring tomorrow. Wait till I can say my goodbyes to my friends who cry, and I can say my farewell.
Such a beautiful love song. Like he said, wait for your soul to catch up to you and love will find you. That's Eric Burden's most recent recording, released in 2013, Till Your River Runs Dry. Eric Burden. And I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And today's program, you know, it's always so exciting for me to hear the most current releases from musicians that I've been listening to all my life, legendary musicians with lifetime careers. Eric Burden certainly has delivered an amazing amount of music. I don't really think of him as much of a songwriter as I do as a performer and a lead singer in a band. Well, there's another musician born the exact same year, 1941, David Crosby. And when David Crosby's latest album is called Cross, when it came out, you know, I did a program on his album and I did a program on Eric Burden's album. But I find myself just going back to these two particular recordings and listening to them over and over. And the more I hear, the more I listen to them, the more I hear. So today's program features these two artists. I think of them as the cream of the crop from the most recent recordings. So David Crosby's new album is called Cross. He actually played a performance at the Winery in New York City recently to introduce this album. And I wish I had seen that performance. He co-writes the song we're about to hear with his son, James Raymond, who co-produced the album with him. And the song is called What's Broken. This is from David Crosby, his most recent.
Buzzing city, molecules go flying by. disciple, how could it be that angel lies?
David Crosby, what's broken? Who wants to see an abandoned soul? Who wants to try and open it? Who wants to know what desperate is? Who wants to buy what's broken? Oh, that has such a jazzy sound to me. This album by Crosby is the first solo album he's done in almost 20 years. And it's an amazing recording for me. I do keep going back to it. This particular track, one of the best parts of this is the lead guitar. The guitar part in the song that we just heard was actually recorded by Mark Knopfler. You know Mark Knopfler probably from Dire Straits. And Crosby said about, here's a quote from Crosby about Mark's, quote, "That was a huge piece of generosity on Mark's part. We sent him the song and he just killed it. He did me a huge favor and we don't even know each other. He's just brilliant." So incredible to hear David Crosby over the lifetime of his career, and once again, such an identifiable sound in his voice, and his voice still has the same colors, the same timbre, such an expressive singer. The song that we just heard, I listened to the album for quite a while before I actually looked at the credits, and the vulnerability of those lyrics. You know, who wants to see an abandoned soul? I thought for sure, oh my God, that's David Crosby at his most brilliant. What an amazing song. What a great songwriter. And I looked at the credits and David Crosby didn't write that song. His son wrote that song. His son's name is James Raymond, and apparently he was given up for adoption as a young man. But David Crosby and his son reconnected and have been working creatively together for a few years. David Crosby, born in the same year as Eric Burdon. But I think of David Crosby as much more of a songwriter, one of the most brilliant songwriters, and I've lived to his music. He was one of the founding members back in the early 60s of the Byrds. Jim McGuinn, later becomes Roger McGuinn, Gene Clark, Chris Hillman, formed the Byrds. It was really interesting. They got an acetate copy of Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man before Columbia had actually released the single from Bob Dylan. And they rushed into the studio and they did their own folk rocky version of Dylan's Tambourine Man, and that brought the Byrds great success and put them on the international stage. David Crosby's been so instrumental, no pun intended, so instrumental in so many important musical the Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and his own solo career. I thought it would be just an ideal thing to listen to, step through some of his musical expressions, starting in 1967. The fourth album by the Byrds, called Younger Than Yesterday, that's the title of a Bob Dylan song they recorded. We're going to be listening to a song that David Crosby wrote. He gets the solo songwriting credit. The song is called The Mind Gardens, and that's from 1967. When the Byrds break up, a lot of friction going on, a lot of ego about what kind of music they should be playing and singing, and they broke up. And David Crosby joins Stephen Stills and Graham Nash, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We're going to be listening to his composition from the second album from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. A couple years after the Byrds, this is 1970, the song is called Almost Cut My Hair. Both of these songs by David Crosby. And I just wanted to mention that I am spinning vinyl. Even though the signal gets compressed as it gets broadcast out of the radio, I think there's something really incredible about the analog recording process and the quality that you hear in vinyl. So I like to play vinyl whenever I can. And now, guess what? It's coming back full circle as the the ultimate medium. So we'll be listening to two David Crosby compositions, The Birds, Mind Gardens, and then Almost Cut My Hair with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. David Crosby.
Once upon a time, there was a garden on a high hill, green and bluff and round against the sea. There the sun came and the rain pouring down. The garden grew and flourished and splattered bits of color on the ground. And it took shape and symmetry. And all of life about. But there came winds, driven and howling. There came snow, and I feared for the garden, so I built a wall. The killing cold could not get in. But when the sun came, and the gentle rain of spring, could not reach the garden behind those walls. It would have died safely, securely died. But as I
be because I had the flu for Christmas. And I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. Like looking at my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving it an inch to fear. Cause I promised myself this year I feel like I owe it myself together. I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather. And I find a place inside the lab. Separate the wheat from the chaff. I feel
cut my hair. David Crosby, outspoken with his political opinions, and an amazing performance. That's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from 1970. And right before that, we heard David Crosby with the Byrds, Mind Gardens. So David Crosby's newest album, it must be his nickname, it's called Cros, was just released in 2014, and he had an interview with Billboard where he talks about recording the album, and here's a quote about his newest record from David Crosby. "We decided we were making a record, and God, it's been the most wonderful experience. I don't know how we pulled it off because we don't have any money. Actually, I do know how we pulled it off. My son has a studio, the Bamboo Room in Altadena, California. He built it into his garage. And I would go down and sleep there on his fold-out couch, and we would work on it. It took us about 2.5 years to do it." So he's back in the garage making music. The latest album is really beautiful. It shows a lot of the reflective side. You know, he's a more mature artist, although his voice is so recognizable. There's some just beautiful things. This album, when I first heard it, I had an overwhelming emotional response. I was laughing. I was crying. It touched me like something from someone that I knew extremely well. So what we're going to hear now is, I thought it might be really good to listen back to back. David Crosby did his very first solo album back in 1971. The song is called Traction in the Rain, and it shows his introspective side. And then we're going to hear two more tracks from his most recent album. We're going to start with a song, another sad introspective song called Holding On to Nothing. And what's brilliant about the Holding On to Nothing is that there's a jazz trumpeter, perhaps you've heard of Wynton Marsalis. He plays the trumpet on Holding On to Nothing. And it's a very quiet, subdued song. And when that trumpet line comes in, It's just, you'll hear what I'm talking about. He starts to play the trumpet, and I just lost it the first time I heard how beautifully he played. And then we'll end the program with another track from the album called Find a Heart. Here we go. Traction in the Rain, David Crosby.
Hard enough, I know, to find the strength to go back to where it all began. It's hard enough to gain an attraction in the rain. You know it's hard for me to understand, hard to find a way to get through another city day without thinking about getting. The strangest thing I've seen was a t-shirt turning green in India. A turtle dove, the dove's lady was the call, or maybe it was the olive branch she held in her claws, or maybe see, they were in love. You know, it's hard for me to find a way to get through another city day without thinking about getting out.
To nothing for quite a while, a glance to see what waited there, a shadow leaning easy by a window, a scent of something reason in the air. Nothing runs faster than time at night, but time slows down every day. All of those hours with nothing to do, holding nothing again today. Sunny days can fool you, they can look wet with rain, and even words from a friend can bring back the pain. has come back on their own. And birds fly south in the sky. Pictures are drawn, pencil sketches at dawn, and wishes that I too could fly. Pictures I see are smiling at me, but today I'm somebody new. Not really knowing, just coming and going, a stranger just passing.
In the frame of an open door, see the truth. strike the light. Miles of stone to reach the core. A million answers in love's disguise. Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe. Make it sweat. Go as deep as.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program. Some wonderful music from Eric Burdon and David Crosby. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's a couple of seconds here before 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and this is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning community radio. We do have studios in Jefferson, New York, and also in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. All right, it's 56 degrees.